the Israeli peaceniks near the Gaza border who got massacred by Hamas on October 7 were dreamers. The peace processors of the 1990s who hoped that PLO leader Yasser Arafat was serious about peace were dreamers. The Israeli peaceniks near the Gaza border who got massacred by Hamas on October 7 were dreamers. The peace processors of the 1990s who hoped that PLO leader Yasser Arafat was serious about peace were dreamers. The Israeli leaders who assumed Hamas would never invade Israel because they were deterred were dreamers. I'm also an occasional dreamer. One of my favorite columns is one I wrote in 2009 titled, The Gaza Riviera. In my dream, I wrote that, I saw this fabulous strip of hotels and casinos right by a sparkling ocean. I imagined thousands of proud Palestinians working with smiles on their faces to serve the thousands of tourists from around the world who were coming to their little strip of ocean paradise. As much as I enjoyed writing that column, I was aware of how naive it was. Some dreams are good for writing but are terrible for policy. Do you know why most Israelis support continuing the war against Hamas? It's not just because of the traumatic memories of October 7th. It's also the recent images of Hamas humiliating Israeli hostages in public before releasing them. These grotesque spectacles, attended by thousands of cheering Gazans, only reinforced an attitude that Israelis have learned the hard way since its birth. Don't dream the wrong dreams. It's one thing to dream about turning a desert into an oasis. It's another to dream about turning Jew haters into peaceniks. Facing reality head-on is not cause for satisfaction. Sometimes we're forced to face a reality that makes our lives miserable. Being forced to run into a bomb shelter with my family in Israel is an ugly reality. But just like millions of Israelis, reality is the oxygen they've learned to breathe. The memes that have been buzzing through social media today with images of Mare Gaza and Passover programs at Trump Towers Gaza Strip capture in the extreme both dreams and reality. The images are so beautiful that, for only a minute, one can be forgiven for thinking, well, why the hell not? Well, those images of hostages being paraded through cheering mobs is why the hell not. The fate of Israelis and of the Jewish people has always been to learn to thread the needle between these two impulses. To not allow the darkest reality stop us from dreaming. This is harder than it sounds. Dreams carry hidden danger. By definition, they play to our deepest weakness, the weakness of desire. There's a fine line between a dream and a pipe dream. But we also know that we can't live without them. We need that special fuel that only dreams can provide to keep going, to keep striving, to keep hoping. In Israel, where the wrong dream can get you killed, dreams are still alive. It's just that some of them must be put on hold while the people tend to reality.